I'm standing opposite the Pan-African Plaza, a lofty building located along the Tottenham Boulevard in Cinco, Monrovia. For the past 15 years, this building has been the center of coordination for the United Nations peacekeeping mission in Liberia, UNMIL. But by the 31st of this month, the mission will lower its flag, thus closing a chapter on its operations in Liberia. Ahead of the planned departure, the Deputy UN Secretary General Amina Mohammed visited Monrovia last week. She said the UN is concerned that after the blue helmets are gone, that peace will be maintained. Mohammed pointed out exactly what that means.
It means inclusive governance, democratic practices, and bringing all voices, the smallest of voices, especially those of women, of youth, and others who tend to be marginalized, into the discussions and decision-making process that sets the country's path. We're saying here, you must leave absolutely no one behind.
The UN is leaving Liberia after three successive elections that witnessed the rise to power of Africa's first democratically elected female president, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who served two successive terms, and now former footballer George Weah. However, despite helping to restore peace to this country, the UN will be leaving behind an unfinished business, that is, justice for victims of the civil war. To date, no one has been prosecuted on Liberian soil for his or her role in the bloody war that killed an estimated 250,000 people. President Weah, at the UNMIL farewell dinner, acknowledged that unless the root causes of the civil war are addressed, reconciliation will remain elusive for Liberians.
If we are to achieve inclusive reconciliation, then we must not only hear the local voices, but we must also listen to them, understand their plight, and address their concerns.
Here at the Jogbetan Market, just a few meters from the UNMIL headquarters, we spoke to Naomi Sidi, who is happy UNMIL is leaving.
We say thank ever so much to UNMIL for bringing peace to our country and staying that long with us. I'm very, very happy for UNMIL to go now because this is a time for them to go.
In a slum community of Soniwe, Dino 42 RFR, she doesn't trust state security.
Sir, because we don't have no good security system here, so I wanted to be here to help us.
Franklin Wisse, speaking in downtown Monrovia, says he and others feel that it's time for government to take charge of security.
Almost departure is something that that is heart-touching, but nothing gold can stay. I mean, there is always a time for everything. Nothing lasts forever, so I should think that we need to place ourselves in the right frame of mind to prepare for UNMIL's absence and then build on the gains that UNMIL's presence made with us as Liberians.
And George Watkins, a 42-year-old student in the capital, is positive for the future.
UNMIL departing, yes, we're going to miss them. They played a part. So, yes, we are on course, and I think the peace is going to be sustained.
Although the signs of the gunfire have long disappeared and the physical symbols of the war vanished, the psychological wounds inflicted by the conflict may take many more years to heal. For RFR, I'm Darlington Pogba reporting from Monrovia.